Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former Major League Texas Ranger pitcher, hopefully still a current pitcher, Derek Holland, texted us and said it is his favorite time of the week on the radio. Same for us. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by Radio.com. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. This is it, guys. It's the last weekend headed to L.A. Well, I got to go to Florida, L.A., and New York. But it's the last weekend, and it's championship weekend. So I'm looking forward to these games.
Who are you rooting for? Personal interest. Ooh. Like, I want to see blank happen.
Right, right. Now, because, you know, like, Sean, you guys know, we are into, because it's the business we're in. And I go into the off season. I'm into the stories of the game because I take those stories into the off season, of course, and make my dollar holler. That's what I speak on, you know. I pull the stories from this year. Like I could talk about a Tom Brady that made a chapter that stirred his own nest like the eaglet. He didn't stay comfortable. He put the pricks and he stirred his own nest. So he can bring better things out of him. And I can tell people, you may be comfortable in life, but are you reaching your full potential? Maybe you need to stir your own nest and go out and create another greatness like Tom Brady. Or I can talk about the young gun of Patrick Mahomes and the things that he's doing. It's so many great stories in this NFL. That no matter what happens, I would love it. Now, if you're asking me the perfect Super Bowl, I want the young GOAT versus the old GOAT. But either combination that we have out of these last four would be great. But that young GOAT versus the old GOAT, that Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, and the new Tom Brady in Tampa, that might be the highest-rated Super Bowl in the world.
Which game do you feel better about picking?
That's a good one too. Now, and because what we each, you know, everybody knows. Okay, these are replays of week six. You look at each win may have deceived you. No way Tampa's going to dominate the Packers offense like they did in week six. They killed Triple A. You know, Adams, Aaron, and Adams. They killed all three of them. They held Aaron Jones to 15 yards. Aaron Rodgers had a 35 pass rating, zero touchdowns with two interceptions. They killed their triplets. They're not going to do that again. So that was a bit of a deceit. And, of course, Buffalo Bills, they rushed with like 245 yards in that first game. That's not going to happen again. That's going to be a pass fest between two. So which is the more likely for an upset? I'm taking Tampa on that. I'm taking Tampa.
You know, Michael, you mentioned that these were rematches. Just like Tampa last week, you know, they had already lost twice in New Orleans. How much did you look when you were playing at the previous matchup you had against a team to, you know, did that bring debt, put doubt in your mind? Oh, man, can we really beat this team? We got killed before. How does that do?
I tried to tell him, Chop, I tried. We had the same argument last week on last Sunday. I tried to tell him. I went deep into my own pain to explain it to him, and they didn't get it. I went deep. I said, do you understand that Arizona beat us after 50 damn years of not winning a playoff game because we beat them twice that season? You can't beat a team three times. If we couldn't beat Arizona, it can't be done. I said, do you not understand that? Arizona had won a playoff game in 51 years. In 51 years. And we beat them twice. We beat them, I think, by a margin of 35 total points over those two games. The only person, the only team that beat the team more was the Saints over Tampa. They beat them by 40-something points. I said, oh, that ain't good. That ain't good. Because you can't set your mind after you have slaughtered a team twice in a year. You're trying to walk around and say, I gotta take this game seriously. But your mind keeps saying, man, we slaughtered them. We slaughtered them. And on the other end, they're thinking, man, this is everything I've ever worked for. They slaughtered us. We can't have that happen. It's again, it's hard to match that intensity when they've been slaughtered and you were the one doing the slaughtering. It was hard. I knew it. I was the only one took Tampa, and it came out clean. I knew that was going to happen.
Michael Irvin on the Byers Barricades hotline here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. You have connections within the Texans organization. You broke that DeAndre Hopkins story a while back. What do you make of what's going on with Deshaun Watson, and do you understand him wanting to get out, despite Mike signing a brand-new deal 6 months ago?
We're in a new time. I'm telling you guys, we're in a new time, and these guys understand that. These guys understand. Let me get. Okay, who was Dan Marino's GM? Do you remember Dan Marino's GM? The time that Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl? No, you don't remember him. All you remember is Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. That's all. Yeah. That Dan Marino got to live with that the rest of his life, not the damn GM. So why should I sit here and just be okay with him making dumb moves when I'm going to have to live with this the rest of my life if I'm a quarterback? I don't blame Deshaun Watson. Those days are gone. You want to put pressure on me to perform, I'm putting pressure on you guys to perform. Get me somebody in here that can help me win a Super Bowl, or get me out of here. Let me go somewhere I can win a Super Bowl, because ultimately, I'm writing my history. Nobody's going to write that for you. They're going to write Deshaun Watson didn't win a Super Bowl, like we only write Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. Nobody even writes about his GM. Hell, nobody even knows who his GM was.
That's right. Hey, when you were playing, did Jerry or anyone come to you for input on who you want as the head coach, who you want? I mean, obviously, the general manager thing didn't play in. But did they come for you to you for input?
No, but first of all, we're not hiring a GM.
No.
and when that thing went south with Jerry and Jimmy, if Jerry would have come to me then, I wish he would have said something to me then. But he was in his anger and of course, he didn't come to anybody for that. But when he brought on players, Deion Sanders, Jerry and I met on that. Jerry said to me, I won't do it. I won't do it if you tell me not to do it. He said, I'm right now. What do we do? I was like, Jerry, are you out of your mind? So what do you mean you won't do it? We're going to do this. You know? I was like, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. You know, I had been recruiting Deion. So you know, yes, he did. And I think that like, well, okay, how do you not go to Deshaun Watson and say, we're thinking about trading DeAndre Hopkins? Right. You know, it's, even if you don't want to involve this man in coaching, especially GM, I don't know what Deshaun would understand or know about a GM. I understand what he's saying. He was really saying, don't bring me no more damn people from that Belichick tree. That's what he was saying. I'm sick of that. They even said, this is not the Patriots. You're not the Patriots. We want to create our own culture. I understand that. They want to have fun. They want to do great things on the football field. So, yes, I understand that. And I told you guys, this thing is still trickling out from that DeAndre Hopkins stuff. That's all this is. That's all. When it all went down, and then D-Hop and I talked afterwards, I know we went farther into the conversation, and I said, he said, Mike, it's still not over. He said, it's still not over. He said, because they are promoting people that causes some of the issues, and I think that is probably used to be over there.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Phillip Rivers retired yesterday. Will he and should he be enshrined in Canton?
Phillip Rivers has had an incredible career, is he going to be a Hall of Famer? Absolutely. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. That's just what it is. He's a quarterback. What we do with quarterbacks that have his kind of that has his kind of career, you put him in the Hall of Fame. Maybe even first ballot, you put him in the Hall of Fame. But that goes back to what we're talking about on Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know, Phillip Rivers, he's sitting over there saying, man, I played a whole career over here, and there were some things that they could have done to help me more. You know what I mean? And all we'll talk about for the rest of his life is Phillip Rivers did not win a Super Bowl. Had he won one Super Bowl, Chop, would you have any question if he was a Hall of Famer or not? You know what I mean?
Right.
If he led one team, I mean, the man gutted it out. He was out there on a torn ACL against New England trying to get there. But we'll always say he didn't win a Super Bowl, and that'd be a whole thing that they try to hold against.
Mike, I contend that the Green Bay Packers right now, the last 2 years, and Aaron Rodgers winning the MVP this season, man, it makes Mike McCarthy look terrible. And if I'm Mike McCarthy or I'm Jerry Jones, I am worried, and I'm asking and wondering, why is this happening in Green Bay now when my current head coach just left there? Am I crazy, or are you wondering the same thing?
No, you're not crazy, and I'm not necessarily wondering the same thing, but since you said it, it's a hell of a thought.
Come on now.
All of a sudden, right, the last couple of years, they've been tearing that thing up, right? 13-3, back-to-back, you know, NFC championship games and everything. So there's something to it. Now you just see, we're seeing this, man. We're seeing it. And let me tell you something. That the other day, in that game, the brilliance of Matt LaFleur, I give you this. When you saw, and I tried, the same thing just happened in Seattle. When you saw Devontae Adams playing against Jalen Ramsey, he does the reverse. He does the motion. He goes across the formation, sits, then he comes back, going across the formation, runs straight to the end zone on a little quick D route. I used to call it the Jerry Rice route. That's how Jerry caught 23 touchdowns. They were doing that little reverse across the formation. Boom, right to the corner where he threw the ball. It was a one-yard touchdown. You saw Jalen Ramsey jumping up and down, getting upset. Like, Kyle Guy, because he didn't want it. Everybody, this was, I always tell you guys, hope dictate effort. Hope dictate effort. If I got a lot of hope, I'm going to give that effort. If I got a little hope, I'm going to give a little effort. So once your team as the Green Bay Packers saw Devontae Adams catch that one-yard touchdown, And Jalen Ramsey go upset. Everybody on the Packers sideline, they get hope. Oh man, our best guy beat their best guy. That's why you cannot let no one take your best guy out. And that was brilliant on LaFleur's part. He did it. It was just a 1 yard touchdown. It wasn't anything, but it gives hope up and down that sideline. Those are the little things that you're talking about you want to see out of coaching. I need to know you understand this kind of stuff, because that gives me hope. If you understand this kind of stuff, that gives me hope. That's why you can't let anybody take Amari Cooper out of the game. You lose hope along your whole sideline or your whole football team. That's why when we played, we talked about this. Yeah, Norm, man, Mike, there's no way I can let Deion or anybody take you out of the game. It would affect our whole team. That's the brilliance that you're talking about in coaching.
Michael, I know you love money. When we had your wonderful mother on the show, you asked her what she wanted for Mother's Day, and she said moolah.
Moolah, you remember?
Moolah, oh, God, I remember that.
Oh, Chopper, that was a great day, Chopper. I love my baby. I miss her. God rest her soul. Man. Oh, my God.
Will you or have you played the lottery this week?
Will I what?
Will you
play the lottery? When's the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
Oh, last night.
Well, yeah.
Last night. I asked Bishop about this, right? Because, you know, once I got saved, I wanted to try to do everything right. I said, is the lottery gambling? He said, absolutely, it's gambling. I said, oh, okay, then. I tell you what. Anytime it gets over $100 million, if I put $10 on it, is that bad? He said, son, that's absolutely gambling. But if you win, just pay your tithes. Just pay your tithes. Hey, let me tell you my philosophy on this, dog. I swear, I'm so stupid. I'm just so stupid, man. So I walk in the store, right? You pay $400-500 million, right? And I'm like, should I play it? Then I think I always go to my well, I shouldn't share, but I'm gonna share. My mind goes to, dude, how many times did you walk in one of them places and what's your name? And you pull out a 20 and say, Michael. And she dancing on you. You know, if I can put $20 on her little band right there, I can put $20 on 500. That's what I said. I said, give me 10 tickets right now.
Hey, my God.
If you ever put $20 in one of them little bands, when they come by, they go, what's your name? And then you can put 10, you can get you 10 numbers on $100 million lottery ticket. That's my philosophy.
Man, there's a story there, too. I ain't going to get into that one.
I think he just told the story.
It's all understanding. It's like I told Jerry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it ain't me that love money. I would play football for free. I do what I do for free. But my wife and my mama, they want that money. So just give it to me.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, delivery again. Absolute gold. Thank you. Travel safe, man. Enjoy the games.
All right, everybody out there, what's your name? Go put them $20 down on that lottery. That's it.
That's right. Moolah. Moolah.
Oh, my God.
I will never forget that when his mom said that. Moolah.
Oh, my God. Did he just say what I thought he said about in the band?
Uh-huh.
In the band.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord. That was Radio.com NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. I don't know what to
say. It's the treasure.
I don't know what to say after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.